Precious children of Scandinavia, sons and daughters of the one God, I come into your midst, fresh from the holy city, where I have communed with my Son, Jesus, who sits upon the throne of the living Christ. And in our hearts, connection, and in what I would call a cosmic conversation with him, we have determined to bear light unto some upon earth who are ready to invest themselves in a greater level of commitment to the path of light, whereby they may be intercessors for healing, for truth, and for the graces of God to be bestowed around the world for the saving of sentient beings. And for the alleviation of suffering, chaos, confusion, violence, and war. You have seen upon this earth the effects of duality manifest in many forms of division and strife. And you have sought the means whereby all of this may be dissolved, and for a new world of peace and love, hope and glory to be reestablished in your realm. What Jesus and I, in communion with other divine masters of great solar light, including Melchizedek and the lords of form, the lords of individuality, and the lords of creation, have agreed upon is that through the hearts of some who have so consecrated themselves to a path of light that they may actually bear the energies of spirit within their hearts in a new and powerful way, that we may pour forth new frequencies, new currents of protection, and of that which will result in a certain type of resolution through the acceleration of the rays of God within the world, so that the goals of the living Christ himself may be fulfilled upon earth as they are already manifest in heaven. Many of you, as angels in embodiment, are empathic in your feeling of the pains and the sufferings of those among mankind. And I can truly attest that I too, even in the ascended state, feel what you are going through because of the many cries and prayers offered unto me, as well as my beloved Son, on behalf of so many who are experiencing disease and the breakdown of life as it could be upon earth, almost as the dissolution itself of civilization all around you. Oh, my precious ones, God always has a solution to every problem, every dilemma. The solution comes by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and it is invested within the minds and hearts of those, such as yourselves, who have dedicated and consecrated your lives to the highest purpose. And therefore, who else may we come to except those who have made this commitment? And therefore, this day, my Son steps forth, and healing rays are manifest through the living light of his Sacred Heart in your midst. And there is conveyed unto each and every one of you in this hour, as well as many within this movement, and your families and other friends of light round the world, these cosmic rays of the cosmic Christ to flow, to expand within your beings, within your worlds, within your consciousness, so that you simply may, beloved ones, bear more light, manifest more of the divine realities of heaven in your world, so that you may truly fulfill your purpose as light bearers, and through the emanation of great solar light consciously throughout your days yet remaining upon earth, hold that balance, establish a firm foundation, so that civilization may not dissolve into complete chaos and destruction, so that many, many souls may be saved, and so that through your example, your very life itself, God may live upon this earth within and through your hearts and the fire that you bear. Yes, dispensations will come through many of you as you seek them through your striving, through your disciplined path, and through your lives live to the glory of God. As you have written in the past your letters to the karmic board, and as you continue to seek ways and means of assisting souls, resolving conflict, and bringing greater teachings of truth to the world, as you model a divine life, there we are, living through your consciousness, beaming these cosmic light rays through your very eyes, through your very skin, through the essence and core of your being, through your breath, through your mindfulness, and within the great silence of your inner self. Oh, beloved ones, if you could simply feel the full essence of the Christic consciousness and of your own higher self manifesting through your being in a greater action throughout your days, throughout your nights, and know that God lives fully within your heart as the Christ knows it, as my Son has demonstrated it, so you would, in a joy state of being, one with your source, truly be able to sustain this greater action of light on behalf of thousands and millions, and truly transform this world moment by moment through your heart's fire. Those who pray, those who sacrifice, those who fast and give of themselves fully to life and to the grieving ones, and those bereft of certain advantages of living in a harmonic state upon earth, are the ones that we use and that we ray forth the energies of spirit to and through for God's virtues to flow and the answers that many seek to be delivered. I commission you as representatives of the Christ, if you will accept the office of a holy brother or sister, a friend of the Christ, a beloved of God, one who so dedicates and offers self to the Lord in simple and humble ways each day to be there as a good Samaritan. As a responder to need, prayer, and all heavenly requests. Yes, you may find yourself inspired to go here or there in some way to be of help in a moment of crisis, in an hour of dire need. And we, empowered by the Holy Spirit, will move you and inspire you, even as you have never known before, to be at the right place at the right time to make the difference for souls who require your love as intercessors for our love, light, and spiritual fire. To be a disciple. What a glorious commission and holy office upon earth. To be one who can be counted upon any hour to make the call, to kneel in prayer, and to offer one's heart to the angels, to soar here or there, to succor a soul, to heal a child, or to simply give a cup of cool water to one starving in the deserts of humanity. Oh, beloved ones, your inner resolve to offer your heart to God has brought you to this feast of light, to this movement and holy brotherhood. Make your life count, for when your last breath is received by the Holy Spirit and you observe the record of your comings and goings, your days, months, and years, and decades upon this earth, you will be relieved and so appreciated by the angels and the ascended beings of light to see that you have left nothing of self upon this earth except your true and full givingness. Even as we have laid down our lives for you and offered our very essence to save humanity. Be whole. Be resplendent. Be with me a fount of healing love, for in this you fulfill the law of being. You are who you are, the I Am One upon this earth, a trusted and beloved of God, a cherished heart and soul of the Divine Mother. I now seal you, your life and your mission, in a sphere of beingness, in an ovoid of fire, so that all that is destined to come to pass within your world and life may ensue with great joy, cosmic connectivity with heaven, and with the flavors of love, compassion, kindness, and mercy manifesting through your heart, your voice, your eyes, your very being. I am your Mother Mary. My love is ever present for you, my beloved ones, in so many ways, even many that you know not of, until your eyes are opened by an angel of vision and you see clearly what we know of God and all of God's greatness and glory. May Omegas and the Queen of Lights bestow of holiness and their blessings of the Spirit shine forth now, even as these charged eggs of crystal are given to you by the hands of the angels of the Queen of Light, as a token of our love and appreciation for you each one, for your coming, for your attendance here and for the worthiness of God that is always within your heart, ready to be shared with many other beloveds upon earth. I am like Jesus with you, even unto the end of the age and unto the beginning of a new creative life. Your life, one with God.